Good evening, everyone. Tonight, I just wanted to take it a little slower because I feel like I've been a little too casual lately, and I just wanted to, you know, regroup and remind you that I'm here to help you feel less alone if you are feeling alone, because I know how it feels, and especially at night, I can really empathize with people who, you know, you feel fine during the day, because of course you're going about your own routine or just doing your own thing, and then at night when it comes down to it and you're in bed alone or with a pet, you kind of just feel lonely, just simply lonely. And it doesn't have to be a selfish thing or kind of an ungrateful feeling. It just comes naturally sometimes. And I wanted to just be there for you, because I know how it feels, and we can be here for each other, as cheesy as that sounds. So right now I'm laying, or no, I'm not laying, I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm about to get ready, and you know, get ready for bed. So I guess we'll just walk through this together. Right now I was on my laptop, so I'm closing all the applications that were open because I don't like to leave things, you know, running. I have like this weird OCD about certain things where I can't just leave things as they are. I have to specifically I don't know. I have to specifically place things some ways, like on my desk, and turn things off. Of course, blow out my candle. Right now, I'm burning a candle. It's by Bath & Body Works, their aromatherapy line, and it is the lavender vanilla, and oh my god, it smells delicious. And speaking of delicious smelling things, I got this new body butter. It's by Palmer's, and it's their cocoa butter formula. Holy, can I say a swear word right now? Because holy shit, it smells. I want to eat myself. I want to eat my arm off. Oh my goodness. You don't even have to like chocolate. I like chocolate 10% of the time. But if you smell me right now, you will want... Okay, I'm just gonna stop. It just smells really good. And I've owned a cocoa butter before. But nothing like anything... It does not smell like that. It does not smell like this. Okay, I'm gonna blow out my candle. Ooh. Okay. Just fixing my desk. Because, like I said, I have to leave things perfect. Okay, and then my window is like slightly open, but I've learned to close it because I tend to get sick. Oh, what else do I need to turn off? Oops, I accidentally almost stepped on my dog's tail. That would not have been good. I'm sorry. Still kind of have some congestion, but I think it's allergies. I have diagnosed myself with allergies, so at least it's not a cold. It's just tough because I like to sleep at night, and in order for me to sleep, I need to breathe through my nose. Woo! I just rolled into bed. But I'm so tired. I actually slept in today. I don't normally let myself sleep in anymore because, I don't know, I feel a lot more productive when I, you know, wake up early and just, even if it's a relaxing day, I'd rather wake up early, you know, have a casual breakfast, organize things, you know, just do things I wouldn't normally do at such an early time of day, because then I don't feel like I'm rushing, I don't feel like I'm wasting my day, I just feel normal, and I like it. Call me grandma, but I really enjoy, you know, starting my days earlier. And it's not even that early. You know, to choose to wake up at 9 in the morning every day, well, most of the days, is not bad, not as bad as waking up at 5 in the morning, you know, to go to work early or to go to school, because luckily I got to such a flexible schedule. I can, you know, wake up whenever I want. But I'm happy I choose to wake up earlier than I can. Like, yeah, I choose to wake up. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking about that. But, yeah. It is already 1:47 in the morning. That's because I had family over today. So, I just spent a lot of time with them. And, we were just talking for a long time, you know. Looking through old videos and pictures of, you know, memories, especially in 2009. I don't know, for some reason, from 2009 through 2012, 2013, I recorded a lot of things on, like, my camera, and then I made a lot of videos, because that was when I was super into, filming and editing videos on iMovie and posting on YouTube, and I still am into it. I'm just not as crazy with the recording and filming with family. I'm sorry if that was loud, but my throat was itchy. But, okay, I'm finally in a better position. I'm in, like, a weird position right now. I usually move a lot at night in bed. And it's not because I can't sleep, it's just how I am. Sometimes I'll wake up and I can't feel my arm to the point where when I move it hurts because I just have the weirdest sleeping positions ever, so there's that. And yeah. I just wish I could breathe through my nose fully. I don't remember what it's like to do, so that's a lie. Most of the day, I'm fine, but oh, it's just so, it's so sad being sick. Here I am, like, pitying myself. It's not bad at all. Like, I can live, and I've been having very good days, and I hope you are too. Because, I don't know, when it comes down to it, you matter most in your life. Like, I don't know, some people, they focus their attention a little too much on others or how others feel about them that they forget to actually pay attention to themselves. And I think that's ultimately what brings people down mostly, because, I don't know, self-love and just knowing what you want and what you can really achieve, it's just, sometimes some people put themselves down too much, and I don't know, if you are feeling down or you feel like your life is just not what you hoped it would be, then I promise you, you can change that. And if ever you need guidance, I can try to help you. Trust me, I'm not an expert, but I truly care. And I say this all the time, and it's probably annoying, but I want you to be happy. Like, truly happy. I don't want you to just say you're happy. I want you to truly be happy within your... this is gonna sound cheesy. But within your soul. I want you to feel it and show it and reciprocate it to others. And you don't have to be happy all the time to, you know, be happy. Because, I don't know, if you're happy all the time, then that's kind of creepy. And I don't think that really exists, to be happy 100% of the time. Because then you wouldn't be human. And then if you're not human, then you're not human. And that'd just be a whole other story. And if you are not human, then let me know, because I will try to help you with that. I'm having a hard time trying to put into words how much I want, or how much I truly believe that you deserve everything in the world. I don't know. I know February is a month of, like, Valentine's Day. Love, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, you know. But, I like Thanksgiving. I think it's one of those days where it's not only about, you know, love in that type of way, it's about showing you care. And I don't think there should be only two holidays that show it. I mean, Christmas, but not everybody celebrates Christmas. And I don't know if this makes sense at all. I was thinking about it earlier, and it made a lot of sense in my head. I think I was thinking about it in the shower. I was thinking, Valentine shouldn't be the only day that you show your love, for another person. You know, if you're in a relationship, don't make Valentine's Day the only excuse to, you know, take your lover, your significant other, out on a date, or, you know, treating them well. Don't just treat them well on Valentine's Day or Thanksgiving or Christmas or any holiday. Relationships are so well, some relationships are so, like, effed up, and the priorities and, yeah, the priorities in a relationship sometimes are kind of whacked, and I won't go into detail, but I've seen a lot of weird, I don't know, really unstable relationships happen because they don't show their compassion or true, you know, care. They don't show that they truly care. Most of the time, they only fake it. Not fake it, but I don't. What I'm trying to say is Valentine's Day is not the only day that I'm gonna, you know, show how much I want you to be happy, and I want you to succeed in whatever you are trying to reach, whether it be goals or a certain, you know, job or anything in life. You know, there are so many things that people want. As long as it's for the better and for good and not evil, then I'm 100% with you and here for you for it. Yeah. Here I am just being sappy again. But that's just how I am sometimes. And yeah, I'm in a very weird time. I'm not in a very weird time. I'm in a very weird place in my life, like I said last audio. So I'm trying to, you know, radiate as much of my love as possible. And yeah. So, we should get to bed, okay? I hope you are laying down or wherever, whether it be your bed or a couch or in a car seat, wherever you're listening to me. I know I'm sick, I promise. I won't get you sick because we're only a speaker apart. Ooh, that's cute. We're only a, yeah. We're only a, is it a speaker? We're only a speaker apart. That is so, oh my gosh. yeah, so. I used to think about a lot of things before I fall asleep, and sometimes they'd be things that I wish would happen in my life, and then I would, you know, daydream about it, except it's night, so I'd night dream before my actual dream. But, you know, lately my mind has been so blank. I want to clear everything and not even think, because thinking sometimes can make me go crazy. So let's clear our mind together, because thinking about anything else other than you and me here . I don't know what I'm supposed to say after that, because I was in the middle of clearing my mind and I just lost my train of thought, so I'm not gonna finish that sentence because I don't know what I was supposed to say. Well, I'm actually really sleepy. I think I might actually fall asleep. Are you sleepy? Because I am. Okay, I'm not gonna laugh because that's gonna ruin the moment. Sometimes I wish that technology was so advanced that I can transfer feeling through audios. For example, if you were here, then I would just caress your head. Not in a weird way. Just, you know, in a good night and fall asleep way. And it's sad because I can't. But just know that I want to. Because I think that would make me actually fall asleep as well. So it's a win-win situation in that matter. But anyway, just imagine me caressing your head, your hair, however much hair you have, I don't care. And I wouldn't be very far from you. I'd probably be like a few inches away from your face. Because I don't like to get too close for too long. Because depending on how cold or hot it is in the room, I get hot. So I don't want to generate too much body heat early in the night. Unless it's a different situation, which I'm not gonna get into. Oh, this is getting weird. But okay, let's close our eyes. Unless you're already closing your eyes, just keep your eyes closed. Seriously.